Another world famous Mojo Joe in the morning. Phone scam.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Is Mark in there, please?
Yes, this is.
Hi, Mark. This is Serge from Dr.'s office.
Yes.
Good day.
Hello.
Good day.
Good day.
Hi. You have an appointment later on today?
Yes.
I'm just calling to confirm the 3 o'clock appointment for oral surgery. You haven't been to this office before, so I was just going to ask you to arrive a little early to fill out some new patient paperwork.
Uh-huh.
I just want to make sure Sandra called you about the nitrous oxide.
What's that?
Sandra called you about the nitrous oxide?
No, I don't believe so, huh?
Okay. Well, we're out of the gas, but we could still do the appointment, you know, without feeling any pain.
How's that going to happen?
Well, the doctor's really good, and he's been an oral surgeon for years, and I'm sure he can just work around it and, you know, make it easy on you.
I don't know if that sounds too, you know what I'm saying.
Oh, it's not going to be an issue.
So what kind of anesthetic am I going to have?
Well, none really. I mean...
Hello?
Yeah.
What?
Do you drink bourbon?
No, I don't drink at all.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you won't feel any pain. The doctor's very good with his hands. Everything's really qualified with him. He also went through all the dirty instruments, and everything's clean now, so it's good.
What dirty instruments?
Oh, well, I figured you saw that in the paper. Just a little problem the doctor had, but it's been taken care of now.
Hmm. Oh.
Is someone driving you to the appointment today?
Yeah, my girlfriend was going to drive me.
Oh, okay, you have a girlfriend. Well, you know what? We'll have her wait in the waiting room because the doctor doesn't like any witnesses, any people in the operating room.
Oh, that's nice. Okay. All right, well, I'm going to have to get back with my doctor and see. He recommended me to this guy, and I don't know.
Oh, that's super. He's the man after our own heart.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be fine if you just come in at 3 o'clock. Don't wear cotton, and if you could wear flip-flops, and then we'll have everything ready to go.
Wear flip-flops?
Yes.
Why do I have to wear flip-flops?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't question the doctor. I'm just, you know, I work in the front office.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you can bring an apple.
An apple?
Yes.
What's that for?
I think you're supposed to bite on that while he does the surgery, so...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't think this is something that I actually want to go through.
You mean you want to reschedule?
No, I don't want to reschedule. This guy's quack.
Oh, no, he's fine. He's got a tender heart, and, you know, he wants to do well.
If you needed some oral surgery work done, would you let him work on your mouth?
Well, I wouldn't want to hurt his feelings by canceling.
Has he worked on you before? Probably other than your mouth.
No, sir. That was a backhanded comment. I can't go anymore. This is the Mojo in the Morning Show, and you've been the victim of a phone scam. You're on the radio right now. Oh, it's the first time I ever couldn't stop laughing.
What was that? I don't even think he's so real. Hey.
Mark?
Mark?
Yeah?
This is Spike, and you've been the victim of a world-famous phone scam.
What do you mean?
I'm not really calling from the dentist office.
Well, I guess that's good. I don't want to see that quack.
What are you doing, man? So you got a big procedure this afternoon, huh?
Later this afternoon, yeah.
And we don't work for Dr. so don't think that, you know, we're screwing you up.
Your girlfriend Colleen said you were very nervous about the dentist.
Man, I can't believe this. I thought you guys were the actual people that were calling. Blank out of me.
Are you still going to be at your appointment later today?
Not if you're there.
We will scam you. Your home of the phone scams. This is Mojo in the Morning on Channel 955.